another shock to our system to discover that not only are we not the center of the universe, and we're not made of anything, but we started out as some kind of slime and got to where we are via being a monkey. It just doesn't read well. I am happy to say that Douglas's acquaintance with a particular modern book on evolution, which he chanced upon in his early 30s, seems to have been something of a Damascus experience for him. It all fell into place. It was a concept of such stunning simplicity, but it gave rise, naturally, to all of the infinite and baffling complexity of life. The awe it inspired in me made the awe that people talk about in respect of religious experience seem, frankly, silly beside it. I take the awe of understanding over the awe of ignorance any day. I once interviewed Douglas on television for a program I was making on my own love affair with science. I ended up by asking him, "What is it about science that really gets your blood running?" And here is what he said, again impromptu, and all the more passionate for that. "The world is a thing of utter, inordinate complexity and richness and strangeness that is absolutely awesome. I mean the idea that such complexity can arise not only out of such simplicity, but probably absolutely out of nothing, is the most fabulous, extraordinary idea. And once you get some kind of inkling of how that might have happened, it's just wonderful. And the opportunity to spend 70 or 80 years of your life in such a universe is time well spent as far as I'm concerned." That last sentence, of course, has a tragic ring for us now. It has been our privilege to know a man whose capacity to make the best of a full lifespan was as great as was his charm and his humour and his sheer intelligence. If ever a man understood what a magnificent place the world is, it was Douglas. And if ever a man left it a better place for his existence, it was Douglas. It would have been nice if he'd given us the full 70 or 80 years. But by God, we got our money's worth from the 49. Lament for Douglas by Richard Dawkins. Published in The Guardian, 14th of May, 2001. This is not an obituary. There'll be time enough for them. It is not a tribute, not a considered assessment of a brilliant life, not a eulogy. It is a keening lament, written 2